Give our guys a lot of credit. Very proud of these guys, the way that they fought in the game and the way that they fought all year. You know, give our defense credit there at the end. You know, they stiffened up when they had to. And, you know, again, I thought it was a really good team win. Our offense did enough. And our special teams, I thought we kicked the ball well today, and that was a big part of it. Yeah, it is what it is, though, Brian. You know, I mean, the old saying goes, you know, you are what your record says you are. But, you know, to be over 500, and, you know, since 1978, not a lot of teams have done that, you know, since we went to a 16-game schedule. So I think these guys have a lot to be proud of. But, you know, at the end of the day, you can't leave it up to somebody else. You know, you've got to control your own fate. You've got to, you know, go back and find out why we lost some of those close games, what we can do better, how we can improve in all areas, starting with me. But to end on a winning note, I think for these guys and what they did and how they came together this year with the coaching staff, it's good to end on a winning note.
Your record says you were 6-3 over the last nine. So what's the key to winning twice as many as you lost, considering changes at quarterback and other positions?
You know, it's hard to say, John. I give the guys a lot of credit. You know, there's a couple things that go into that. I think the next man up philosophy, these guys really, really did a good job of that. You know, if somebody went down with an injury, the guys that stepped in did a nice job. I think these guys really learned our systems. You know, I thought that our systems started to really take place here as far as knowledge and communication over the last half of the year. You know, like you said, 6-3. But, you know, again, we want to be in the tournament, and we're not there. So there's still a lot out there for this football team, and we'll talk about more of that tomorrow with our team. But, you know, very proud of these guys and the effort that they put in this year, and just glad that we ended on a winning note.
Talk about Andre's performance, his first 100-yard game this season.
Yeah, I thought it was a great day for him. You know, a lot of those catches, kind of interesting, were made right in front of me, and he's just a strong player, great physical strength, strong hands, good route runner, you know, tough guy. Played a lot of years in this league, and just was really good to see him go out on a winning note today, you know, and as far as the end of the season here and score a touchdown. Just can't say enough about Andre.
You guys were so focused on winning today. How disappointed were you when you learned that you were not in the postseason?
Oh, yeah, you know, that's but again, like I said to John, I mean, you know, you can't leave it up to other people. You know, you've got to go back and figure out the things this offseason that we can do better. You know, if you're dependent on two teams to lose, you know, that's not where you want to be at the end of the year. You want to be at the end of the year where you have it basically sealed. And, you know, we weren't there at this point. But I do think we made a lot of strides. You know, being 9-7 from where we started in April, I think is a decent start. But, again, it's not the ultimate goal. We all know that. Everybody understands that. I mean, we don't have to sit here and talk about it. I mean, it is what it is. But I thought we ended on a winning note, and that was important.
How about Case Keenum's future?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you know, he's done a great job. I mean, you're talking about, I mean, how about my future with the ball club? You know what I mean? Like, who knows? Mr. McNair may call me in tomorrow and say he doesn't. Yeah, I'm day-to-day. We're all day-to-day, man. Future. I'm wondering about my future with my wife. I haven't seen her in 6 months. No, I'll tell you, I give him a lot of credit. I really do. The guy came in here. I think he's a good leader. He's a good guy. He's a fun guy to coach. He's into it. He's here all the time. He loves football. He's the son of a coach. Played right here in Houston. Means a lot to him. Can't say enough about the job that he did. And can't say enough about the guys around him and how they rallied around him over the last couple weeks.